Kindergarten through 12th grade students have been stuck at home the past 2 weeks after in-person classes were postponed and then canceled for the rest of the semester, but many returned to their studies this week from home. The coronavirus forced schools to switch to delivering education online, but the transition has not been easy for teachers, students, and their parents. Joining us now is Lily Altavina, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Lily, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always good to have you. So this is a broad question, but how are school districts addressing internet access, families having computers to use at home? Obviously, it must vary from district to district.
It does. It's a huge effort, and you're seeing a lot of people pitching in and organizations pitching in. Some school districts are handing out, you know, actual hotspots for Wi-Fi along with laptops. I've seen most districts handing out laptops if they're not already one-to-one districts. You know, Cox is offering a package for students who are eligible for free and reduced lunch to get free internet for a couple months while we go through this. And some school districts are, you know, taking packets, putting them on the bus and putting them at students' doorsteps. So you're seeing a lot of different modes for students who might not have the access.
Lily, can you give us a sense, and you don't have to give us like exact numbers here, but can you give us a sense of the gap that needs to be filled in terms of how many districts are one-to-one with technology, how many students don't have their own computer or internet access at home? How big is the need that needs to be filled?
You know, I think at least 10% of Arizona doesn't have Wi-Fi access, and I would say most districts aren't one-to-one. You know, I talked to a school principal, and what she really said to me was she's concerned about the students who may have internet access, but they only have internet access on their phone. Mm. So that's helpful, but you can't really do all of your homework on a phone.
What about special education students? We've talked a little bit about that on the show this week, but this is a particular challenge. How is that being addressed?
Yeah, it's being addressed in a lot of different ways, but there is, you know, some vague guidance from the federal government and from the state that basically says, you know, just do your best to districts. So I talked to Chandler's special education director yesterday, and she said, well, we're not, you know, going to let perfect get in the way of good, and we're just trying our best. But that's difficult for special education parents. It's just a lot of stuff, a lot of services can't be done through a computer. So a lot of parents are having a difficult time.
What about testing? We've heard a little bit about statewide testing being pushed back, so those requirements are not going to be in place this year. What about AP testing, things like that?
Yeah, interestingly enough, while statewide AZ Merit, or it's now the AZM2, is canceled, AP tests are still going to happen, and they're going to happen online, last I checked. So that'll be really interesting. I talked to a high school senior and asked her, well, how will they know if you don't cheat? And she said, that's my question too. But she told me that her parents will make sure that she doesn't.
What about parent expectations? They're going to have to do more here, be more involved in their kids' day-to-day learning. How are districts, how are teachers trying to communicate this with the parents?
Yeah, districts are really going to have to manage expectations with the parents, because I think, you know, parents are used to sending their kids off to school, maybe not hearing that from them for 8 hours, doing their own work. And now a lot of parents are at home with their kids trying to do their own work and trying to help kids with their schoolwork. So I know school districts have offered some, you know, online resources, but I think the message that I've heard mainly is that parents shouldn't strive for perfect. It's okay if their kids get a little more screen time than they're used to. This is an extraordinary situation, and we're all trying our best.
Lily, philosophically, will this give parents even more insight than they've had before as far as what their kids are learning and how they're learning?
Absolutely. One of the jokes that I keep seeing is about Common Core math. And I've seen Common Core math in real action, and it's not the math that we learned when we were kids. It's a little bit different. And a lot of parents have already, you know, tweeted or said, I'm throwing Common Core math out of the window, because you're just seeing, you know, how state standards are taught, how the curriculum is taught. And it's different. School is not what it was when we all went to school. It's different.
All right. That is Lily Altavina, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Lily, thanks so much as always.
Thanks.